USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Principal conclusions from the special counsel's Russia report could be released as early as today, at least to lawmakers, by the Attorney General William Barr. Meanwhile, Republican House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says if it does, as expected, clear the president of collusion, some officials at the FBI should then be investigated.
If there's no collusion that was found, then it strongly vindicates President Trump, but it raises those serious questions about who's going to be held accountable at the FBI, the bad actors that had a political agenda, which goes against everything that law enforcement is supposed to be about.
He was speaking on Fox and Friends. The Pentagon's released the names of the two soldiers killed on Friday in Afghanistan. They were 29-year-old specialist Joseph Collette of Ohio and 33-year-old Will Lindsay of Colorado. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The driver of a vehicle that was carrying an NBC News crew in Syria is dead after an IED explosion. None of the network workers were hurt, though. The president of NBC saying they're thankful that NBC employees were unharmed, but they're offering sympathies to the family of the driver, and he promises to support the family however the network can. The explosion was close to the village where U.S.-backed forces were driving out ISIS forces from the last area they controlled. Yesterday, these California Powerball ticket purchasers all had plans for what they were going to do if they won the big jackpot last night.
I'm going to tell my boss to kiss my butt in every language known to mankind.
Go to Key West for a little bit.
Get out of my house. And you'll never see me again.
But neither they or anyone else won the big jackpot last night, so it rises to $725 million for Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Singer Barbara Streisand still getting backlash on social media over recent comments she makes about the late Michael Jackson. Here's USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Barbara Streisand believes Michael Jackson was a child molester, but she also believes his victims got a bonus and the sexual attacks didn't kill them. That according to an interview by The Times in the UK. TMZ reports Streisand shared her thoughts about MJ and the two accusers featured in Leaving Neverland, Wade Robson and James Safechuck. Streisand seemed sympathetic to Jackson, saying his sexual needs were his sexual needs coming from whatever childhood he has or whatever DNA he has. She believes Robson and Safechuck were indeed molested by MJ, saying the HBO documentary was painful to watch. That said, she went on to dismiss the horror of child molestation, saying, you can say molested, but those children, as you heard them say in the documentary, they were thrilled to be there. They both married and they both have children, so it didn't kill them. Streisand went on to say she feels bad for everyone involved, but she blames the parents who would allow their children to sleep with him. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
And a California teen wants to make history by running the L.A. Marathon today, as Blanca Ramirez is 16 and hopes to be the youngest person to ever cross the finish line of seven marathons on all seven continents twice. She started running marathons when she was 12. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.